Chapter 12. So, if you'd like to leave a message, I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Maybe. Beep. Shit, damn, hold on a minute. Blast, look up. Click. Richard pushed the phone back into its cradle and slammed his car into reverse for 20 yards to have another look at the signpost by the road junction he just sped past in the mist. He had extracted himself from the Cambridge one-way system by the usual method, which involved going round and round it faster and faster until he achieved a sort of escape velocity and flew off at a tangent in a random direction, which he was now trying to identify and correct for. Arriving back at the junction, he tried to correlate the information on the signpost with the information on the map, but it couldn't be done. The road junction was quite deliberately sitting on a page divide on the map, and the signpost was revolving maliciously in the wind. Instinct told him that he was heading in the wrong direction, but he didn't want to go back the way he'd come for fear of getting sucked back into the gravitational whirlpool of Cambridge's traffic system. He turned left, therefore, in the hope of finding better fortune in that direction, but after a while lost his nerve and turned a speculative right, and then chanced another exploratory left, and after a few more such manoeuvres was thoroughly lost. He swore to himself and turned up the heating in the car. If he had been concentrating on where he was going, rather than trying to navigate and telephone at the same time, he told himself, he would at least know where he was now. He didn't actually like having a telephone in his car. He found it a bother and an intrusion, but Gordon had insisted, and indeed had paid for it. He sighed in exasperation, backed up the black Saab, and turned around again. As he did so, he nearly ran into someone lugging a body into a field. At least, that was what it looked like for a second to his overwrought brain, but in fact it was probably a local farmer with a sack full of something nutritious. Though what he was doing with it on a night like this was anyone's guess. As his headlights swung round again, they caught for a moment a silhouette of the figure trudging off across the field with the sack on his back. Rather him than me, thought Richard grimly, and drove off again. After a few minutes, he reached a junction with what looked a little more like a main road, nearly turned right down it, but then turned left and said, there was no signpost. He poked at the buttons on his phone again. Get back to you as soon as possible. Maybe. Beep. Susan, it's Richard. Where do I start? What a mess. Look, I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. I screwed up very badly, and it's all my fault. And look, whatever it takes to make up for it, I'll do it. Solemn promise. He had a slight feeling that this wasn't the right tone to adopt with an answering machine, but he carried straight on. Honestly, we can go away. We take a holiday for a week, or even just this weekend, if you like. Really, this weekend, we'll go somewhere sunny. Doesn't matter how much pressure Gordon tries to put on me, and you know the sort of pressure he can muster. He is your brother, after all. Actually, it might have to be next weekend. Damn, damn, damn. It's just that I really have promised to get... No, look, it doesn't matter. We'll just do it. I don't care about getting Anthem finished for Comdex. It's not the end of the world. We'll just go. Gordon will just have to take a running jump. Gah! Richard swerved wildly to avoid the spectre of Gordon Way, which suddenly loomed in his headlights and took a running jump at him. He slammed on the brakes, started to skid, tried to remember what it was you were supposed to do when you found yourself skidding. He knew he'd seen it on some television programme about driving. He'd seen ages ago. What was the programme? God, he couldn't even remember the title of the programme. Let alone, oh yes, they said you mustn't slam on the brakes. That was it. The world swung sickeningly round him with slow and appalling force as the car slewed across the road, spun, thudded against the grass verge, then slithered and rocked itself to a halt, facing the wrong way. He collapsed, panting, against the steering wheel. He picked up the phone from where he'd dropped it. Susan, he gasped, I'll get back to you, and hung up. He raised his eyes. Standing full in the glare of his headlights was the spectral figure of Gordon Way, staring straight in through the windscreen with ghastly horror in its eyes, slowly raising its hand and pointing at him.